Chapter 3, in which Mr. Pickwick experiences a nocturnal misunderstanding and receives an unwelcome letter.
Lovely countryside, eh, Sam?
Beautiful. Yeah, where are we going?
I'm told Jingle is putting up at the Angel in Bury St. Edmunds under the name of Captain Fitzmarshall. Apparently he's got an accomplice with him.
Oh, I see the fella at the Temple of Art, sir.
Oh?
Shifty-looking sort in a mulberry coat. Whoa, this beats the chimney pots any day, sir.
I suppose you've only seen bricks and mortar all your life, eh?
Yeah.
Now, the first thing to be done is to ascertain that Jingle is at the Angel.
I'll leave that to me, sir. I'll have a little talk with Mulberry in the morning. He'll tell me all his master's concerns.
How can you be sure?
Bless your heart, sir. Where was you half-baptised? Servants always do.
Oh, do they?
Angel in Bury St. Edmund.
Aye, aye. Here's a very pretty tap room. And there's a very pretty barmaid to go with it.
A pint of porter, if you please, my dear. Now, I wonder if those cherry red lips is going to divulge a wicked secret to Sam Weller. On receipt of special payment, of course.
You do you? What wicked secret, for instance?
For instance, might there be a gentleman staying here what has got a servant in a mulberry coat?
Maybe. And they might be dining out tonight. Here's your pint. So, where's my special payment?
Just here, my dear.
You saucy devil! You try that again, if you dare.
I'm afeard Sam Weller did dare. In fact, he dared all night. And early next morning, he refreshed himself under the pump in the yard.
Oh, that's better.
Forgive the intrusion, friend, but might I know your name?
Aye, aye. You've got a new friend, Samuel. A friend in a mulberry coat.